Okay, welcome back to Love Via Hashem. So we are with Zara, my wife. Say hi, Zara.
Hello.
And with two special guests today, we have with us Bert and Maturan. Do you guys want to say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
So can you guys just give us a little background about where you guys are from and what cultural practice that you guys are involved in? And how many kids you have? How many kids?
Hello, we are from Connecticut. We're here in Delaware for a weekend. We have three kids, Ellen, Jesse, and Emily.
Nice.
And that's about it.
Nice, nice. Cool. And Cameroonian background, and also kind of like a Catholic slash Christian, like Christian type of background, kind of like familiarization with that, right? In a way, in terms of connection.
Yeah, I was raised in a Catholic Baptist mix.
I was in a Catholic church. Yeah, just like that.
And the reason we ask that is because in this podcast we actually talk about religion so much in terms of the spiritual aspects of marriage and all the things like that. So it's just helpful to know. And so cool. Okay, so we'll start with an easy question for you guys. Why did you both choose to marry each other?
It's really simple. It's love.
Love, okay.
Now,
it is not because she's very beautiful here, Andre, but that's a part of the equation, right?
Start with love, and then everything's
awesome. What would you say, Bert? What is?
Yeah, because we knew we wanted to live together forever, and marriage is a way to make it, you know, not only official but to solidify that commitment to one another.
Nice. Why do we choose? Why do we choose to get married to each other?
Many reasons.
I know you started a coffee shop. Is that what it is?
Yeah, having Miss Bagel, taking the different things out. I just knew she was my wife, you know? I
like her.
Where she's sitting down drinking the coffee and you turn around and start talking, both of you have coffee.
We both had the coffee.
And you were, she was sitting by you? Or
no, we were actually in Israel. When I knew that I wanted to marry her. I was like, you know what, this is the person I want to be with forever.
Yeah.
This
is
going to be a good time, a good thing, you know? So, cool. So, what would you say is the positive aspects of being married, or marriage? What is the positive aspects of marriage?
I hate being alone. Like, picture yourself being in this house by yourself. Mm-hmm. And every day you come up from home, or you're home, it's like, you know, what is the purpose of life? So the value that was given to me is, you know, a man grow up, you know, go find a woman, and then you live together and be happy. So
nice. It's
kind of a cultural norm, but here in the U.S. may be different, but that's kind of what, kind of, you know, it's kind of, you've been, there's this path, the basic belief in the culture that is given to you.
Yeah.
And it's, no, you just get part of it.
It's part of it, right. And you're no longer alone. You are forever with children, wife, family, surrounded by loved ones. That's always good. What would you say, Brett? What would you say? What is the positive aspects? Any that come to your mind of marriage?
Yeah, second what Matt said, just to be with someone and someone that you love. So that adds to the sweetness of life.
Yeah.
So it's one of the many plus. And he's very handy, so that comes
He's
handy.
Very handy. Very handy and strong. He has two hands. He has a smile.
Two eyes. I'm not so much of fixing stuff around and stuff.
How
about you guys?
I say the positive aspects. Definitely, I would second and third what you guys said. I feel like there's something magical also about it. More spiritual. There's some blessings that happen because of being married. And it's not 100% described in the Bible what type of blessings, but there is some sort of holiness that makes it a special thing.
Complete with her.
Like a completion, right? Like a completion, like a thing that's good, and we're able to I don't know, show others what marriage, if it's a good time, you know, what marriage, a positive marriage is like, and what would you say?
Yeah, I would also say that with marriage, you're able to completely invest in that person and vice versa.
Yes.
You're able to plan for the future, retirement, taking care of aging parents, all of the things. I feel like when you're just dating, there's limitation, you know, you're not going to sign a mortgage. Yeah. But with marriage, it's 100% commitment, 100% our money, our, so it's 100% together, our future.
Yeah.
You know, our parents.
You're on a journey with somebody.
Exactly.
On a committed journey.
Committed journey, yeah.
And you're raising the potential of the other person,
yeah.
Which means that they might have, they didn't know that they could do this, but you encourage them, and then they do it, and they become a better person because of it.
Each other up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or there's a mistake, and the other person says, maybe that's not a good idea. Later on, you realize, oh, if I did that, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a part of my life to help me not make that mistake, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool stuff. All right, so what about challenges? What are some challenges that marriage brings?
There's a lot of challenges. I think the basic thing is good communication. Sometimes nobody teaches us how to communicate,
yeah.
How to handle pressure. Like yesterday, we went out to get chicken, right? So you came up, she communicated something to you.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know if you get the message,
but
not clearly. So like, and then you come home and she communicated.
I'm like, here we go, wife. Here's
yeah. But then you went back and get what she wanted. So there was no fight. No, nobody cursed anything. So those are kind of a sample. But you don't know how it's a trouble in a lot of marriage because people don't communicate well. So from my experience, the better you communicate and the two-way communication, the better you mitigate some of the issue. One of the things that we did in the past few years was each year around December, we have open meetings. Like, you tell me what you don't like about what I do, openly and freely, then I take it in. And I tell you what I don't like about certain things you didn't know that year, that ending.
Wow.
And then how do we fix that moving forward?
How do you make
at least plan? The fact that you take it out of you, because certain thing is not easy
right,
to
right, can do. Hold it for years,
yeah.
Hold it just
so,
inside.
Yeah, you give a chance to somebody, you know, take it out. Now it's out. Now we can work on it.
Wow.
But it's also like before we start a discussion, say to yourself, when did discussion end? I'm not going to walk out from the front door and you in the back door. And I'm not going to say, I mean, if you're going to have a discussion with the mindset, yeah, I'm having a discussion with my wife.
Right.
So, you can be angry. You can say certain things. But that end of discussion will kind of keep telling you, hey, you're not talking to...
Right.
This is your significant
the other, right?
I think it's always helpful, the way I see it and how we discuss it. Because
nice.
It's just a problem.
Right.
It's not just, she's not bad for everything. It's just something happens.
Yeah.
Talk it through it and then that's just my
I like story. That. A communication.
Yeah.
What about you, Bert? What would you say? She's a little busy right now. Taking care of some things.
Yes.
What's
the
challenges? Challenges for marriage. What do you think?
Challenges like we in separate individuals. So we do have our own way of seeing things.
You don't have
we
one
don't,
body. You guys are separate.
Yes.
Separate.
Even though we make one, we still have two minds.
Yes.
So that makes it sometimes challenging when in your mind you might think something, but if you do not verbalize it, the other person might not read your mind, and that creates sometimes some
issues,
challenges. So like Mike said, that's where communication comes into place, like to mitigate any misunderstanding and stuff
right.
like that.
Yeah,
and it also takes like the right way to exchange words, because you're not going to say something that's going to be offensive or make the problem or the situation worse.
Right.
So it's about like really put yourself in the other person's shoes. Like if it was me, would I have been perfect, or it's
something
not to be perfect.
Wow.
Nobody's perfect.
So,
perfect.
Once in a while, something will spill. And
yeah,
you
so
buy flowers.
I think.
Right.
Try it.
Try it. Gotta get you some flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure.
Yeah. So challenges can arise from any situation, not because we want to hurt someone, but only mainly, I should say. Because maybe we didn't see eye to eye, and
right.
that's where we talk about things and try to,
be better
next time.
Right.
So.
I would agree. And I'm learning a lot from this. I think I might take a page out of your book at the end of the year, talking it through.
And if I may add, also some family do like Sunday meeting. Like if you have your family, you sit at the table, you have a dinner, and you talk about stuff.
Nice.
So. Sometimes at the end of the year, you don't write it down, and at the month goes by, you forgot
something. You forgot
something. You don't
right.
want though, like, you're going to write it down in a book or something. So,
yeah.
I like the idea of family meetings, too, and the end of the year.
And end of the year, So, a little bit of both. Just keep on.
Don't keep it.
Yeah. Right.
Leave it free.
Leave it go. Yeah, exactly. And a space, safe space. Like, this is the time for that type of stuff. not when I'm shaving or doing my hair. Just at this moment, now we're good. Now go. You know? I like that because, you know, you might want something and then she might want something else. How do you work it through? How do you, two different people? Oh, that's cool. Okay. So you both have children. So can you talk about your children a little bit? So remind us how many and I guess their personalities, the differences between their personalities.
Okay, I can go first. So our three children, the eldest is Ellen. She's 10 years old. She actually closed in birth. Her birthday is November 23rd. And her sibling, Jesse, the boy, middle child, his birthday is November 23rd. So 2 days apart. So they kind of like it so far. So let's see how it goes. But Jesse is very sweet. Ellen as well, very helpful around the house.
Emily's a very busy one.
Three, so
she's active, so very energetic.
Very much. So, yeah.
Running around.
They're all our choice. So, yeah.
So the question is, what does children do to a marriage? Mm-hmm. How does having children affect a marriage? So, for example, my wife and I, we don't have, right? So, when we do in the future, and that's the plan in the future, right?
Yes.
What? And it's a beautiful thing for marriage. What does it do to a marriage? How does it affect positively? We could talk about the positive things, maybe. Mm-hmm. What are the positive things that it does to a marriage?
Historically, in the American culture, it's kind of a validation of that marriage.
Okay.
Like, whenever you get married back in Cameroon, like, people would just go and wait. She's pregnant. Just what it is. So once they see it, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Now that thing is coming together. But now in the U.S., it's different.
Okay.
But the question was the positive.
The positive things that it does to a marriage.
It's kind of a challenge to you. Like, you know, it's like now that, you know, because people usually say when you're having a baby changes everything. It's very true. But now it's, can you take care of somebody and forget about yourself? Like, you know, you sleeping, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and this baby is screaming, oh God, I gotta be 2 o'clock, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning to go to work. I have to wake up. It's a challenge that it's kind of, I don't know if it's a kind of setting that God is testing you.
Yeah.
Can you take care of my creation? Can you be, forget about yourself and be there for that person.
Wow, even so it makes you selfless, yeah, right? A little bit, wow.
I take them to the water park. I don't have fun. They have all the fun. You have to pay for it.
Oh my goodness.
You don't realize it as the time goes by. It's like, wow, I'm doing all this just for you.
Nothing's for me.
So that's kind of how the kid impact a relationship. Like, you know, the good thing is, you see them grow. You know, they do things and
you get some happiness from them doing it.
Absolutely. So
you need to get a pleasure for taking good care of somebody else.
And seeing them happy. You know, like you took the example of the water park. You see how fun they're having, they laughing and everything, jumping around, makes you smile, see the things they can do. Like, oh, wow, you can do that, you know, course and challenging, you know, thing in the water.
Right.
You know, whatever it is, you know, enjoy seeing that.
But what you are your vision about, you know, what do you, when you think about kid?
Well, my vision, when I think of the positive aspects, I'm thinking that it is going to help me be selfless. I'm going to start thinking about different things, how to help someone, how to do certain things. I'm going to, I'll have to be forced to have better communication with my wife, you know? Have, you know, and all that. So, I think, what about you? Do you have?
Hey,
how's it going?
Hi, Francine. This is
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have any positive aspects that you expect from children?
Yeah, I think, it's kind of like Machoa said, like, kids really bring both of you together because now you have a common, I mean, you had a common goals before, but now you really have a common goal, you know, which is, you know, seeing the kids, which is both of you do well and grow well and be well. So, and that's a permanent bond. You know, they say once you're a mom or a dad, you're forever a mom or forever a dad, you know, and when you have kids together.
Yeah.
it's forever, it's going to be both of you guys that are walking around and, you know, jumping, doing right. all the stuff. So it's always going to be, you know, in the olden days, they say they use marriage to join two cultures or two groups together. Because now you're the king, you know, your daughter is married over there. Those are your grandkids. You cannot do something that right. doesn't make sense because now you're thinking, you know, those are my kids,
yeah.
so I think
that's why civil war is unlikely.
Yeah, very unlikely. That's right. Exactly, civil war is unlikely. That's true because you know you're seeing these things and it helps to
people get connected. Change you.
Yeah, get connected.
Right, right. I always like it when my supervisor or my work, my boss's boss, someone have children, because I feel like it makes them kinder. That makes them more understanding. Like, I make some certain mistakes in the job, and but previously when I had, you know, people who didn't have, you know, children, it didn't, like, they wouldn't understand why you're making mistakes, whatnot. But now if I make a mistake, and my supervisor now says, you know,
yeah.
I feel like he, understand, hey, you know, people make mistakes. Everyone's kind of like a little kid in a way, yeah. because when you learn new things,
different
you
perspective.
Just... Perspective, right, right. Makes you a little more gentle, you know? Yeah. What okay? So now about challenges, mm-hmm. negative things about having kids. What is the challenge that you would say?
Well, like I don't know, challenge for raising them.
Yeah, challenge for raising them, or challenge to the marriage from having children.
So like, I have to switch job because you know like she has to be work 2:30, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And my provision said it was nuclear power plant, so but you know, if each year when they have they have to refill the reactor, right? They want an engineer to work on this 11-12 hour shift.
Wow.
So the kid, they have fixed schedule at school. You have to pick up the kid at this time. You're not there, you know, the phone is ringing. You know.
Right.
So we have to make some adjustments. So that's one of the reasons why I have to switch job. So that's a challenge, right?
Yes.
You know, if you guys start having kids, maybe one, you know, like some of my coworkers, I can make a decision. Altogether, no, the wife will stay home. One guy was a stay home guy, but mostly the lady stay home because mm-hmm. the you know, from the daycare and hospital visit and all that stuff, it just take a toll.
It's
on
a
me.
Lot, yeah.
And when they start school, if there's three of them, like this year, they're gonna have so Emily, the bus is gonna drop 9:05 pickup, 4:05 drop off. You have to be there.
Sheesh.
So
have Jesse, to be there.
Yeah, Jesse and Ellen, they're gonna no, she's going to middle school, so now. Two different schools. So you have to line all that thing up. Now with your work, her work, sure. no home, no stuff you have to do in the house.
Right, still have to take out the trash, still have to wash the dishes. Yeah.
And date night.
And cook. Yeah. So, and each other's emotions.
Yeah, so it's a lot.
And say I love you, right?
Yeah, so, look at our fridge now, I have to have my schedule on my phone. Everything's done.
Everything's.
She has a Girl Scout to do. Jesse may do. Jesse and Ellen are doing swimming. Emily's doing swimming. So it's like
jeez.
The weekend. The week it's like. So we talk about challenge. Those are the things you have to do, and you have to rise up, and then
you have to
somehow,
you have to meet it. To meet the challenge,
yeah,
and then
I'll do it. So
wow.
That's what it is.
Nice. Okay, final question. Final question. What's some word of advice that you can give to Zara and I? On the journey to this type of stuff, how would you some just a little, you know, there's lots of advice, but some of the advice that you can think of.
Yes, I can go first. I would say it's definitely a journey, but trust me, it's a journey that's enjoyable, having children, having kids. So yeah, because as I say, the joy and
So it's just spending, right?
Yeah,
spending.
No, the joy is
overwhelming.
Yeah, overlaps the challenge.
Oh, got it, got it.
So it's more joy than challenges. Like, because even in challenges, you see how you can manage, you can overcome, and that's even another joy out of that difficult time of that could be.
Wow.
You know,
so the joy
yeah.
even goes, I don't even know how to say this in English, but to go over even more, the covers. Maybe we
yeah.
can say covers the challenges that you face
mm-hmm.
by the joy or the happiness that they can bring
mm-hmm.
and the love that you see in the family and them growing up well
exactly.
and
okay.
loving each other. That's a positive thing and that's the keep a look for.
It's also a chance for you to discover actually who you are as a person. Like,
right.
Like the thing that I enjoy working out. So that's my personal space. So if I want to take one out to work out, I don't want them to mess with that.
Don't mess with that.
Because
right.
they take everything else. So you're trying to figure out now that's the your norm. Like, you know, this is the new life I have to live. So can you find a space for you? Can you find a space for you too? Can you find a space for everybody else? So you start really through figuring out like who you are as
who
a person.
You are.
Like,
yeah.
Where you going to, you know,
right.
where you're coming from. Like, there's all kinds of things popping in your head. So you have to discover really who you are and you know, is this the one I want to be? Is it the road I want to go? You know, what are we doing to get there? You know, what kind of sailing we're doing?
Right.
What projection are we doing? You know, how are we planning something to go ahead? You know, it become kind of you. You know,
yeah, right.
Sometimes you have different personality. I'm more into saving and long term planning.
Yeah.
She has a different mindset about
different school. Ways, right?
So
mm-hmm. like, things to take care of
to
right
plan
now.
For
right now. Yeah. yeah. no, plan. It's the same. It's the same. It's the balance. It's a balance.
Yeah.
But you don't realize yet when there's conflict that there's a balance.
Yeah.
But you afterwards you understand. Yes, this is good. For, in terms of the balance, that you think differently during these things, because it helps overall for the whole family, you know. So, wow! All right. Okay. So this has been a wonderful episode of Love the Hashem. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Bet and Maturin, for being for visiting
you.
Us, for being here, and we wish you all well. Bye.
Bye.